Hello and welcome to another episode of Speaking Out Against Domestic Abuse with me, your host, Gina Rosardi. My goal with Speaking Out Against Domestic Abuse is to educate, empower, and support you on your journey to achieving only healthy relationships in your life. On this episode of Speaking Out Against Domestic Abuse, we're going to talk about the giant slayer inside of you. David and Goliath is often referred as a moral lesson of how underdogs can overcome the odds and be successful. Truth be told, we all have a giant slayer within us. David was not a soldier. He was a teenage sheep herder. David was the youngest of Jesse's 12 sons. One day, the nation of Israel was called to fight the Philistines, the Philistine army that had gathered for war. While David's brothers went to fight, young David stayed back, partly because he was a shepherd and partly because his brothers didn't think he was soldier material. David was sent by his dad, Jesse, to visit the front lines and bring back battle news from his brothers. He was not there to fight. As the two armies gathered to stand on opposite sides of the deep valley, a great Philistine giant named Goliath stood over 9 feet tall, came to the front of the Philistine battle line. For 40 days, and mocked the Israelites and their God. Goliath called them to fight, but King Saul and the Israelites were scared and did nothing. King Saul thought that Goliath was too big to fight, while David thought he was too big to miss. David heard Goliath mocking Israel and their God. David was brave and volunteered to fight Goliath. He persuaded King Saul to let him go fight and decided to not wear any of King Saul's armor because it was too big for him and it impeded him. David carried his sling and gathered 5 smooth stones. When David went to face Goliath, he knew that his sling was in good condition. He didn't keep it stored away. He used it. He also knew what kind of stones he needed for his sling. Goliath laughed at David, but David responded that even though Goliath had a sword and a spear, he came in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel. David put a rock in his sling and swung one of the rocks at Goliath's head. That rock sank into the giant's forehead and he fell. David then picked up Goliath's sword and used it to kill Goliath and chop off his head. David knew and was familiar with his weapon. What weapons do you have? Your weapons are your faith, knowledge of Scripture, your obedience to the commandments, and the truth. An important takeaway is to know your own weapons. Be familiar with them and be ready to use them. You may be asking yourself, what does all that have to do with domestic abuse and healthy relationships? David and Goliath isn't just about a shepherd that killed a 9-foot giant. It is a lesson of courage, faith, and overcoming what seems impossible. To learn 5 ways this epic Bible story can be applied every day in your life head over to my blog post. I will have that linked below. And I say, in this crazy world we're living in right now, to stay inside, self-quarantine, so that we can get over this as quickly as possible. And until next time, be bold, be brave, and always be safe.